It's your show now, so what's it gonna be? 'Cause people will tune in. How many train wrecks do we need to see before we lose touch? Oh, and we thought this was low. Well, it's bad getting worse. So where'd all the good people go?
Robin Hood Radio presents Jill Goodman and Cosmic Logic.
Cosmic Logic Lab for September 2020. This is why these stories are unhelpful unless you have a passel of time on your hands and don't just read headlines. In fact, you have to read this entire opinion piece. Washington Post, 1 September 2020, head, "It's time to talk about how toilets may be spreading COVID-19. All 755 words, or a 3-minute, 46-second read. Someone should please explain the equation to the Cosmic Logic Lab. Always thought people read at different speeds. To arrive at, quote, "While we don't have a proven case of such transmission for COVID-19, there's no need to wait for the science to clear the air on this," unquote. Oh, let's have another. Politico, 28 August. Head, "Four people at Republican convention in Charlotte test positive for COVID-19. Quote, "Two attendees and two members of support staff tested positive for the virus. So what's your first thought?" Thought so. Quote, "Four people at the Republican National Convention's event in Charlotte, North Carolina, have tested positive for COVID-19, the county's authorities announced. Though the convention's Charlotte programming was drastically scaled back due to coronavirus concerns, two attendees and two members of support staff tested positive for the virus. Tests were conducted on staff and attendees at the convention. 792 tests. The RNC communications director said in a statement that the impacted attendees and support staff tested positive on arrival at the convention and were sent home. They had tested negative before arriving at the convention. Quote, "The RNC had diligent safety protocols in place, including testing all attendees before arriving in Charlotte and again upon arrival." That's what you thought, right?
Cosmic Logic with Jill Goodman, recorded in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.